AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump says 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada will start Tuesday, sparking renewed fears of a North American trade war. He says the tariffs are to force the two U.S. neighbors to step up their fight against fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. President Trump is bashing Ukraine's leader for saying an end to the Russia war may be far off.
In London last night, Volodymyr Zelensky suggested the end of Russia's war against his nation is likely very, very far away. On social media, President Trump ripped Zelensky, saying that's the worst statement the Ukrainian leader could have made, adding, America will not put up with it much longer.
World War III.
That comes after their Oval Office blow up Friday. An expert's take?
I think President Zelensky is quite right.
The Brookings Institution's Angela Stent, who used to be America's top intelligence officer for Russia, says Vladimir Putin is not interested in a deal to end the war.
He thinks Russia is winning.
And Putin's more than happy to watch a rift between the U.S. and Ukraine's European backers grow and let the war end on his terms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Powerful storms bearing a threat of tornadoes are expected to punch through Louisiana and other parts of the South on Tuesday. That's expected to happen just as huge parades in New Orleans and other cities are set to kick off the annual Mardi Gras celebrations. The Vatican says Pope Francis has suffered two new episodes of acute respiratory crises and has been put back on non-invasive mechanical ventilation. Doctors say his prognosis remains guarded. This is AP News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams weighs in on his biggest challenger, former Governor Andrew Cuomo. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo shaking up the New York City mayor's race, announcing he's running Saturday, Sunday holding a rally at the Carpenters Union.
We are here because we love New York and we know New York City is in trouble.
He stepped down following sexual harassment allegations from at least 11 women, which he denies. His critics also point to nursing home deaths during COVID. But Cuomo criticizes his opponents and says he's the right candidate out of the crowded Democratic field.
We are here because we know we can turn New York City around.
Cuomo wants more police and tougher action on crime and homelessness. His biggest challenger right now, Mayor Eric Adams, who's trying to get his federal corruption charges dismissed. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.